UEP.
It's net time. 132 all turn nodes are connected.
Good evening and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. We meet here each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and our net lasts up to 2 hours. All connection information is available on our website at absolutetech.org. The Absolute TechNet covers a broad spectrum of technology. All tech-related topics are open for discussion. If you're excited about something tech-related, bring it on. We want to hear about it. If you have a question about a project you're working on, feel free to ask the net. For those of you who just want to listen and don't have any tech comments or questions, we want to know that you're out there too. And we ask that when you check in, please state your call sign followed by check-in only, no tech comments. This will keep the net moving forward and fun tech. Transmissions should be fairly brief, but if brief is not possible, please use our Absolute Tech Facebook group to take your conversation further. We want to hear everything you have to say, so please remember that there is a 3-minute timer on most of the nodes and repeaters carrying this net. Also, try to leave a gap between the end of the last transmission and the beginning of yours. And please key your radio for a second or two before speaking so we can hear all of your transmission. We use NetLogger for this net, which is a great way to see the list of check-ins and to communicate with others via the AIM window. However, please be aware that we take voice check-ins only on this net. Now, let's get started with this edition of the Absolute TechNet. Please stand by for tonight's net controller.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Absolute TechNet here on the Fireside Network. This is Scott, N7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and I'll be your net control for tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about APRS, or Automatic Packet Reporting System, and anything else that you might have there out there. If you have any other questions, feel free to add them in as long as they're ham radio or tech-related questions. So let's go ahead and get started by taking some check-ins. If you would like to check into the Absolute TechNet tonight, I just need your full call sign twice and slowly. Call now.
November Echo 2 Whiskey, NE2W, Ed in New York.
Juliet 7, Quebec, November Papa. Rob in Elk, Washington. I'll be in and out. No comment.
Kilo Bravo 7, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Gary Avon, KD7, CHY. No traffic.
Victor Echo 4, Delta Mike Golf. Victor Echo 4, Delta Mike Golf. Darren, no traffic.
Whiskey Golf 3, Oscar Zulu Yankee. Whiskey Golf 3, Oscar Zulu Yankee. No traffic.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Hotel India. Thank you for John and Eric from Tennessee.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Tango Papa. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Tango Papa. No traffic.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and see who we have here. Let's see. The first station, we have a Bravo Charlie station out there, and that's about all we got from your call sign. If your call sign has a Bravo Charlie in it, please give us your full call sign twice and slowly. Go ahead.
Kilo 3, Mike, Bravo, Charlie. Kilo 3, Mike, Bravo, Charlie. In and out, just monitoring.
All right, we have Mark, K3, Mike, Bravo, Charlie in Pasadena, Texas. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for checking in. Have Troy in Fort White, Florida, KQ4GTP. Good evening, Troy. Have Randall in Harrison, Tennessee, KQ4YHI. Have William in Cary, Illinois, WG3OZY. We have Darren in Winnipeg, VE4DMG. Good evening. I have Jerry in Avon, Indiana, KB7CHY. We have Robert in Elk, Washington, KJ7QNP. And at the top of the list here, we have Edward in Binghamton, New York, in E2W. Good evening, Ed. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Well, tonight we're going to talk about APRS, and we're just going to do a basic kind of overview thing. I'm sure many of you out there have more experience in APRS than I do, but it's kind of fun to play with. And so if you have any questions about it or any other technical related questions, be sure when we do a roll call that you ask the questions. So first of all, let's see. Let me get started here. All right. So APRS was created by Bob Bruninga. His call sign was WB4APR, and he was a senior research engineer at the United States Naval Academy. He began developing the foundational ideas back in 1982 on an old Apple II computer, and it was originally developed to track the position of Navy ships at sea using a HF radio. So the first public use of what we would really call APRS came in about 1984, and he used that to track the position and status of horses in a 100-mile endurance race. So, you know, if you think about that, 1984, that's really before GPS was really consumer available, really before the internet was very popular in public. He was already mapping and moving things through a radio network. So by the late 1980s and 1990s, the system was formalized into what eventually became known as APRS. And, you know, the name itself comes from his call sign, WAPR. And, you know, that stands for Amateur Packet Reporting System, or it's also called Automated Position Reporting System. Both are kind of used interchangeably. So, all right, so first of all, let me break here. Remember not to time out the repeaters. That's not good. So really tonight what we're going to talk about, APRS is a real-time tactical digital communication system, and it gives every operator in a network shared situational awareness of everything that's happening locally. Most people think of APRS as a tracking system, and yeah, you know, APRS absolutely can track vehicles with it, but, you know, that's kind of like saying email is just a way to send cat photos. It's accurate, but it undersells the technology. APRS was designed to answer one question consistently: well, what is going on right now in my local area that a ham radio operator would find useful? That includes things like positions of stations and objects, weather station data, short text messages, although I'm not sure, well, yeah, that's still kind of going on. repeater information, any emergency alerts, weather warnings from the National Weather Service. We can also get telemetry from balloons and spacecraft. So you can actually even track the ISS because they have an active APRS digipeter on board. It operates on a little different channel there. But if you think of APRS as the always-on intelligence channel of amateur radio, while you're driving, while you're at an event or running an emergency net, APRS is quietly building a shared picture of everything and everyone around you. All right, so let's see. In North America, the national APRS frequency is 144.390 megahertz. That's simplex, no tone, no offset. It's just the same everywhere on the continent. If you tune any 2-meter amateur radio to 144.390 and leave the squelch open, sooner or later you're going to hear something that sounds like an old dial-up modem connecting. Well, that's your APRS packet data. Those audio tones are the data. So the system uses a protocol called AX.25. It's the amateur radio adaption of the X.25 packet protocol, and it runs at 1200 baud, you know, 1200. That was fast back in the day, but by internet standards today, that's ancient. But really, APRS packets are tiny, you know, sometimes just a few dozen bytes. So the bandwidth requirement is minimal, and the robustness on an RF channel is excellent. All right, so let's see. Everything in APRS revolves around the packet. An APRS packet is really just a small burst of digital data, usually just a handful of bytes. Those handful of bytes are transmitted over as audio tones over an FM radio channel. Now, what makes APRS packet different from regular connected packet radio is this. APRS packets are not connected. They're broadcasts. So your station doesn't call another station, establish a connection, and then wait for an acknowledgement. You just fire it out there for anyone listening. So think of it as a voice beacon, but in digital. A typical APRS position packet contains your call sign, a path telling the network how far to relay that packet, your GPS coordinates, and optionally a status comment like your voice frequency or a short message saying hello. The whole thing might be 50 to 80 characters. So how do we do this? Well, how does your computer turn or radio turn that digital data into those weird modem sounds and vice versa? Well, that's the job of the TNC or the terminal node controller. A TNC is the translator between the digital world and the world radio. It takes digital data, encodes it as audio tones using a Bell 202 modem style AFSK audio frequency shift keying, and feeds those tones into your radio's microphone input. Then on the receive side, it decodes incoming audio tones back into digital data. Historically, a TNC was a dedicated hardware box, like a classic Cantronics KPC 3+. Those are still around and still excellent, but today your TNC is often software running on a computer, Raspberry Pi, or your phone. The most popular software for TNC out there right now is called Direwolf. Yeah, I need to learn to speak. It's a free and open source software. It runs on Windows, Linux, and Mac, and Raspberry Pi. uses your computer sound card as the audio interface to your radio. So let's see, where are we at? Let me pause here for a second. All right, this is Scott in 7FGP in Jamestown, New York, and this is the Absolute TechNet. And let's see, let's go ahead and take some more check-ins and see if there are any questions on APRS so far. We're going to go ahead and take check-ins, and if you do have a question, please let us know so that we can come back